USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An escaped Texas inmate has been killed in a shootout with police after allegedly killing a family of five in Centerville, Texas, between Dallas and Houston. The suspect was killed in Jordanton, Texas, a 45-minute drive south of San Antonio.
After a short chase and a crash, Gonzalo Lopez exited the Chevy Silverado with a firearm and engaged law enforcement officers who engaged back and ultimately killed Lopez.
Jason Clark with the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. 46-year-old Lopez escaped a prison transport bus last month. Walmart is opening four new distribution centers that will create 4,000 jobs. The retail giant says the locations will be in Joliet, Illinois, McCordsville, Indiana, Lancaster, Texas, and Greencastle, Pennsylvania. They'll be ready to go within the next couple of years. The pay? Up to $28 an hour. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A deranged gunman with a rifle and a handgun who killed four people at an Oklahoma medical building targeted a doctor who previously operated on him. The gunman, identified as 45-year-old Michael Lewis, called the doctor several times after the surgery to complain of pain and sought additional treatment. The Biden administration is being scrutinized for allowing the baby formula shortage to go on this long without any positive results.
The FDA's response to a recall at a baby formula facility in Michigan will be the subject of a new investigation. The Department of Health and Human Services confirming the probe regarding the Abbott Nutrition plant in the southern part of the state. The probe will focus on the FDA's actions before the recall in February. That includes policies when it comes to facility inspections. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASCAR racing is in Madison, Illinois this weekend. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Don't forget to stargaze this weekend. You will see the start of a rare five-planet alignment in the night sky. The five planets of Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn will align in planetary order. The last time this happened was December of 2004. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon is warning America, brace for impact. A financial demise could be right around the corner.
It's a hurricane. Right now it's kind of sunny. Things are doing fine. You know, everyone thinks the Fed can handle this. That hurricane is right out there down the road coming our way. We just don't know if it's a minor one or Superstorm Sandy or Andrew or something like that. And it's you better brace yourself.
Inflation and financial expert Steve Forbes on Newsmax Overnight weighs in.
Point out there are two kinds of inflation, monetary, that comes when the Fed prints too much money, and non-monetary, when you get a situation like you shut down economies, disrupt supply chains, create shortages, and the prices go up. The Biden administration is doing that now, as you know, in a number of areas, including energy. If the Biden administration just would back off and the Federal Reserve would just keep the dollar stable, is the Federal Reserve believes the only way they can fight inflation is by slowing the economy down and perhaps having a recession. So when Joe Biden talks about transition, that's code for get ready for hard times.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.